Don't talk about the COVID. We're sick of listening about the COVID. Talk about anything but that.
This is my friend, and I haven't seen her in a year.
You haven't seen each other in a year?
Yeah, this is our first day.
Messaging each other every day, and we sent each other our birthday cards, but we haven't seen each other in a year.
Yeah. And it must be emotional, you can't hug, but it must be great to meet up again.
Of course
no,
it is.
It's great to meet up again, absolutely.
Because a lot has happened since then with both of us, you know, that kind of a way, family-wise and things like that. So
it's a catch-up.
It is a catch-up, exactly.
We never run short of conversation.
Really?
No,
you never get
actually.
Nervous?
No. We know each other too well.
Yeah, we do the same job and things like that.
We text each other. We've been texting each other every day. Yeah. We'd ring each other, but no, it was great to see her.
It's all. It's the first time I've seen you.
Unfortunately, I couldn't hug her, but our smile was enough.
You have to keep contact up. It's lovely, though. Meeting somebody and actually seeing somebody in person.
Actually seeing a human being again.
Yeah.
Exactly. The only thing is you can't have any physical contact with them. But the small talk is keep up your regular meetings all the time as much as you can.
So you work in construction, which is finally reopened. So your small talk on the site normally would be perhaps getting a breakfast roll or something?
Well, it'd be a bit of banter on the site, do you know what I mean? And it still goes on. No matter where you are, it still goes on. The banter, like especially the Dublin people.
And can you get back to that banter? Do you basically start off where you left off, or is it a bit awkward when people say, what have you been up to? And you go, ah, it's not much. What do you say?
No, you don't say it's awkward. You just carry on. You still have a bit of fun, a bit of crack. That's about it.
And is it about making that connection again?
Yeah, of course. Everything's about making a connection.
I've never had a problem with conversation. I'm quite a shy person, but like the friends that I have, we talk about a lot of stuff. Like we're talk about everything. The time just flies by, but then I'm a different generation to my, you know, the younger people of today.
So you can still chat, you can still make conversation. It's not awkward.
Listen, I talk to everybody. See, that's the thing. I'd always be nice to say hello to people in the supermarket or...
Wouldn't you'd strike up a conversation in boots.
There was a fella like last week I was in Tesco's and he couldn't... this old man and he kind of shuffled over towards me. He'd been trying to find Marmite. And nobody knew what Marmite was on the shop workers. So I said, I was trying to explain to them, you know, explain to the shop staff, like, they're all youngsters actually saying, what's Marmite? I said, well, you either love it or you hate it.
So they hadn't heard of Marmite?
Never heard of Marmite.
Are you a Marmite person?
No, definitely not. But what I did was I went off and I found the Marmite for him and I got it and I just gave it to him and it was like, it just made his day. And that was just our little bit of communication, do you know?
I have to say, for breakfast I did have a Marmite bagel. I do like Marmite. You don't like that kind of vegetable extract salty taste?
No.
No?
No. Definitely no.
But you like good conversation?
Yeah. So.
It's not dead amongst our generation for sure, because, and I suppose with the group of friends that we have, we just don't, there aren't enough hours in the day.
So you could keep on talking through the night?
We could talk right through the night and never get bored. For those a little bit younger, it's kind of they don't really have an awful lot to say. You know, like kids, for instance, yes, no, that kind of thing. You don't get much conversation. But I would talk to anybody. Like, I can't go into a shop and I strike up a conversation.
Really?
Yeah.
And even with the pandemic and... thank goodness we're finally coming out of it.
Yeah.
You still would try within 2 meters apart.
Absolutely.
Like we are now.
Absolutely. I think it's even more important now because everybody looks like they're carrying the weight of the world on their shoulders. Yeah. They really do. You know, so I just, even for the cashiers and stuff.
Yeah, but some people might not have spoken to anybody all week.
Yeah.
And that's true. I mean, especially perhaps elderly people at home, the person they might meet could just be the postman.
Yeah, I'd always just say hello to people when I'm walking past the dog. Some people look at me and go, that's fine, because I mean I know I certainly get the vibe off people if they don't want to talk to me, or they think, why is she talking to me, why is she saying that? And then if I have the kids with me and they're like, Mom, stop. I actually think it's gonna mean that we appreciate things more and we'll actually spend more time with our friends and make more of an effort, I think, and you know, to stay in touch. And I think for me, I think my group has actually got smaller. I probably knew an awful lot of people, but during the pandemic I've really just kind of...
You've had a bubble.
Yeah, and even just, the supports and things like that. You just kind of, you really get to know people a lot more when you go through a crisis like this.
We've all been locked in so much that we're afraid now to talk to anybody.
So you want to hug somebody?
Oh, definitely, the children.
Anybody.
Anyone.
Anybody at this stage.
And I'd give you a hug, but I can't because of the pandemic rules.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's the hard part about it.
And do you still have long conversations, or are we losing that ability because
of the pandemic? No, I think they're much shorter than they used to be.
Shorter?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're standing around. Some of us can't stand around too long. You're not able to.
You're not able to have a deep conversation?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people our age is very, very nervous, you know. You know, we're certainly in the vulnerable bracket, which we think we are.
Will you be vaccinated soon?
Oh, definitely. Without a shadow of a doubt. Back and better.
Sometimes I'd ring a friend and I would say, how are you getting on? And they would say, oh, we're good. And they would say, how's the family? I go, we're all well. And then we'd say goodbye. It would be a very short conversation. Have we lost that art of a good conversation because of the pandemic?
Well, we just said we'll meet together today, like, you know, the way, just because we're allowed to go past our 5K. But we haven't really, now we talk on the phone all the time and we do the video calls and stuff.
So you've managed to keep up with the friends?
Yeah, we definitely have to. Yeah, keeps you sane.
How do you keep that chat going, for example, if you've
gin
been out of the office? G&T?
Gin and tonics on a Zoom, yeah.
And just pretend it's water?
Yeah.
What advice would you give to people that, you know, they feel a bit nervous, they feel a bit anxious, they don't know what to say when they haven't seen someone in ages, they're startled when they actually see them, they're lost for words, quite literally.
Well, everybody's kind of in the same boat, aren't they? So I think the video calls makes that better, like, and easier to meet up with them then.
And have we all got boring? Do we have anything to talk about if we're not doing anything?
No, we try and think of something.
So your life is still exceptionally interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that now, but we try and make the most of it.
So what sort of interesting things do you chat about? What did you get up to? What have you got up to over the last year?
Homeschooling.
Well,
challenging.
You could talk about that for a bit, couldn't you?
Yeah. That was challenging. That's all I can say. Homeschooling kept us going, but it wasn't really
homeschooling, it was home interruptions.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Well, we're only meeting today for the first time in a long time, and we're catching up on a lot of news, even though we just live around the corner from one another.
So you live really close to each other,
yes,
but you haven't been able to see each other because of the pandemic.
No.
And are you both vaccinated?
I am, yes.
Yes, we are.
Well,
yes,
that's great to hear, isn't
it? Yes, and this is my first day out, and we're just having a nice cup of coffee and catching up on all the news.
So what is the news? What's happening?
Well, we're delighted to catch up, if you like, really.
Oh, there must be a bit of gossip. I won't tell anyone.
Well, we're trying.
We're looking.
Looking for gossip. Have you lost touch with people over the last year? Have you lost touch with friends?
Yeah, absolutely, I've lost touch because I just feel like there's nothing happening. So when there's nothing happening, you don't feel like you want to ring and talk to anyone. So I think we just need to pick up the phone and start chatting and getting back to normality.
We've been chatting all morning.
And what have you been chatting about?
Everything. We just said we're like two seagulls. We just like blah, blah, blah. We just needed just to kind of just get it out in the open.
Are we losing that art of conversation? Here in Ireland, we love a good chat. We love a good gossip. Yeah. Has the pandemic made it much harder? Because you can only achieve so much via a WhatsApp message or even a Zoom call. It's actually quite
difficult.
Absolutely.
So you kind of lose actual that connection with people. And you just feel like, oh, can't be bothered, you know. You can get into that rut so quickly.
Or you think, oh, I'm going to ring her, I'm going to ring him.
And then
you put
have all the intentions. I'll ring tonight. But then you just go, oh, I can't be bothered. But you really have to kind of have a chat with yourself and go, listen, you actually need that chat.
So pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone and get it going. Yeah, absolutely.
No, I don't believe for a moment we've lost the art of conversation. We're Irish and we're chatters and we love to stay in touch. And no, I wouldn't think we have at all.
So you're having a 2 metres apart meet-up, which is completely allowed. Are you enjoying it with your friend?
Very much. Looking forward to it and delighted that we can do this.
And I know that she's right there, but are you enjoying the conversation?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am. Yes. I come down here at 11:30 every morning for my coffee and I sit out here and meet somebody.
What advice would you give people who are having to get back to their workplace?
Do your best to pick up where you left off. Being away for any protracted period, you can pick up where you left off.
And if you're true friends, just start again straight away, and it's like as if the year hasn't passed.
Absolutely. I mean, you know your friends, you know their family, you know what goes on in their life, and you just pick it up.
Do you miss small talk?
Yes.
She never stops.
She's my sister.
I miss it. But
I know we always have something to talk about.
Yeah, we'll go back to the past instead and go forward after that.
Mother and daughter.
Fully vaccinated mother.
Vaccinated mum, so you're out chatting again.
Totally, no. Freedom, I can't get over my freedom.
We never run out of small talk anyway, we're all right.